growing up the youngest of three girls in California, my mom just like kind of threw me in these after-school tennis clinics when I was like 5 and 6, and I loved it. I always loved competing. What I did suffer from when I was little was just, you know, self-confidence. To be comfortable on the big stage was a really huge kind of test I had to overcome. When we touched down in Atlanta in 96, we were all really excited, obviously at the Olympics in your home country, and opening ceremonies were some of like my best memories ever. We all kind of locked arms and entered the stadium with the most applause you could possibly imagine. And it all just seemed like so much fun. And it didn't seem like the pressure of maybe I had put on myself at majors before. So all of a sudden, I'm in the semifinals, and I remember winning at the end, and I was just kind of acting like, oh my gosh, I don't even care. I get a medal no matter what. So Billie Jean King, who was our captain, sat me down for, I think, close to an hour. And she was like, I don't like that attitude. Like, this is your time here. You need to start setting your achievements and your goals a lot higher. And it was the first time really someone had confronted me like, no, you need to expect more from yourself. And it really kind of changed everything. I go into the final, the gold medal match, playing Arantxa Sánchez Vicario, multiple Grand Slam champion. I had never beaten her, but something was different in this matchup. I remember winning and just being completely overwhelmed. It was like above like anything I could dream of. Winning the gold medal certainly gave me that inner confidence that, okay, you can do more in tennis.